Hi, welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And today we're going to be talking about a change in media that I think is pivotal in how everybody gets their news about things, because it's journalists are now taking a back seat in the bus, and something called an influencer is moving to the front of the bus. So a perfect example, I went to a press event yesterday called Sweet Sweet, which is all about toys, and they had this big area of balloons and characters, Spider-Man and whatnot, for the influencers to sign in, and they had to go down the hall to a little tiny desk where it was written in, you know, Sharpie pen, press. So the press were like, you know, so here I'm doing stuff, looking for things for the Today Show, people for the New York Times, people looking for things for all sorts of credible, journalistic pieces of important information that could be given to people. And yet the influencers are seen in first. These are the people who have big Instagram followings and big Twitter accounts. And in this case, because it was toys, these influencers were kids with their parents. So the whole thing was like upside down and super frustrating. I mean, I don't know if you've experienced this, Lois, but it is certainly annoying.
Well, how old were the influencers?
In this situation, they were 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. Little
and
kids.
How many influencers were at the event?
I would say 50 to 100. It was packed with kids and their parents running around taking pictures and doing stuff for their blogs and their posts. And of course, we're all looking around the journalists like, what is going on here? So, and not only that, it wasn't like we were even treated equally. We were, you know, definitely the back of the bus, and it was all about, you know, making the kids happy and making them thrilled so they can put on their Instagram account a picture of them with this toy or this Barbie or that Barbie. And it was pretty crazy.
Well, you know what? Everything is a fad and a craze. Years ago, at CES or at any of the events, the press used to complain about the mommy bloggers. There was not only mommy, but every kind of blogger in the world. A photography blogger, a flower blogger, a towel blogger, a chair blogger. Everyone was an expert and was a blogger. And the press would push to the back at a press conference, at an exhibit, at a party, and all of the bloggers were up front. You couldn't get near any of the manufacturers that we were all there to see because of the bloggers. And then year after year after year, all of a sudden we're all the bloggers. You don't even see them anymore. I don't even know if they exist.
Well, they've changed their name. They're now calling themselves influencers, and they're trying to have big followings on their Instagram and Twitter accounts and whatever else they're using there. And by doing that, the manufacturers and the people who arrange these events think, oh my gosh, they've got, you know, so many followers, they have to be a big deal. We want them happy. Meanwhile, they're putting the Today Show, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, all those things go on the back burner, and the influencers are all coming up front. It's just crazy. And unfortunately, I don't think people really get or make their decisions based on these influencers. I think some people still go.
Well, let me give you the facts about that, because I have to live that life. If you Google, you will see there are a number of stories that this whole influencer, you know, fad and craze is dissipating, because people that hire influencers are not seeing a big, you know, increase in their sales. Maybe every once in a while a miracle happens and a manufacturer gets an increase. But all the companies I work with, I have seen this. This is the way it works. Some of these influencers have legit followers, and some of them just hired a company or a robot to get them a big
following. Right.
But even if they had legit, I hired an influencer about 2 years ago and to have a webinar, and we had a webinar with this influencer. We put out notices on her Twitter account, and when we did the webinar, 25 people came out of like 2 million followers on her Twitter account. And when I asked her about it, she said, listen, She said not everybody tunes in at the same time or clicks in at the same time, whatever the terminology is. And, you know, people, you know, just didn't know about it. And that's the way it works. It's just like a wave and you got to catch the wave. So people don't realize why Coca-Cola and Pepsi advertise on every medium possible 24 hours a day, because there is no such thing as putting one post out and getting an audience. It just doesn't happen. So this whole influencer thing, by the way, the influencer, you'll spend about $50,000 and they'll do one post on Twitter and maybe one post on Instagram, and that's the buy. For $50,000, it's costing you, you know, $5,000 to get one sale, because when you prorate it, and that's when you see what you get, you really have to divide it by what you're spending, and it's absolutely, you know, no win-win for any manufacturer. So
it's a pretty bad return on your investment.
Yes,
that's
so
for sure.
So the manufacturers are starting to realize what I just said. And after you've done influencers a few times, you say, this is BS, and I'm not doing it again because it just doesn't work. Even when the Kardashians do it, and you can't get a bigger influencer than them, you know, if they don't do it a few times, or if they're not there doing interviews about it, or, you know, going on the road, making live appearances, and doing all of this kind of supplemental support, it does not work. So the people that put on that event that you attended yesterday, this was all theatrics to show everybody that was there that they're the cool factor and that they had the influencers there. Meanwhile, the journalists that know that the influencers don't work look at this company and say, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. This is all window dressing. You must remember the year that CE Week, and I'm sorry to mention their name, one of their workers brought in, you know, the senior crowd, and they came in and they were like, they would look like they just came out of a nursing home, and
yeah.
All the exhibitors were screaming, oh my God, they stole things off from my booth. They, you know, they wanted everything. They were like, you know, eating the food all over my exhibit. It was horrendous. And CE Week had to promise that they would never do that again. So I would not feel too bad as a legitimate journalist. I would look at this company and say to them, I'm never going to come here again because you didn't treat us fairly. You obviously do not get the marketplace. You're just buying into some BS that you're reading someplace, or some other young person told you that this works, but it's not happening again. Goodbye. But, you know, again, as you and I had discussed many times, Steve, let somebody else do the dirty work. You go about your business and let them find their way.
And look,
the products that were there
were fine products. The people that were there representing them were fine people. And the kids were fine, too. And they were noisy and running around and all on sugar highs. And it made it very distracting to try and talk to someone because there were so many kids in the room. But the fact that they're the influencers, and the fact that, you know, I follow some influencers, I'm putting air quotes when I say that, on my own Instagram account. But I can't imagine someone holding up a product and giving me their toothy smile and that making me go, oh, you know what? I should look into getting that product. It just doesn't connect. And certainly because so much social media has almost no information in it, it's like, okay, I got a picture of the product, but is that enough to really initiate someone into buying it? And I don't think so. And like you said, the facts are bearing that out, that basically a lot of this influencer stuff is nonsense, and it really does not turn into sales. There's
I'll
no
tell you when it works.
Return on investment.
If you have a kid that has, like, you know, 20, 30,000 followers, and maybe some of them have more, and he said, yesterday I had acne, and today my skin is completely clear, there might be a chance that that manufacturer of clearing up acne would get hits once, okay? But it has to be the right place at the right time, and the truth is that most of the time it doesn't work. But that's life. Most of the time nothing works, so you have to keep doing it. But it is annoying to see, you know, your profession disrespected or dissed when these flighting fads come rolling along.
And I have to add another layer to this, is that all of these kids had stage moms and stage dads chasing after them, setting up the pictures, basically doing all the work, and while they hold up the product. And it was so it's hard to describe, but just to see these parents who are so desperate to make their kid into this mega influencer that I guess the future holds for them is what where their dream holds for them. It's kind of like that desperation in their face, and it's just too much. And of course, the kids are all like bouncing off the walls because they've been eating nothing but cupcakes and whatnot as they walk around the room. So it was really a crazy press event. So that's the chance to take when you cover some toys.
Okay, so that's a wrap.
Okay, that's a wrap. So once again, I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And we have been Lying on the Beach. Take care, everyone.